we're just seconds away from a conversation with Jeff Stein. Jeff is an author, historian, and the news director of News Talk 1540 KXEL, based in Waterloo. He's written a book called The Floppy Show, and Jeff is going to be in Ankeny on Thursday, this Thursday, the 24th. We're going to be talking about Dwayne Ellett and his ability to make money out of almost nothing. The business world of Dwayne Ellett, coming up next here on the Business News Hour. Insight on Business the News Hour is made possible through the support of Arion HR. Imagine hiring and working with people without having to worry about the complexities of human resources. Arion can handle that, payroll, and a whole bunch more. Learn more at Arion, Arion.com.
Insight on Business the News Hour is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com, and the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses, iowabusinessjournals.com.
Yeah, we've got something really special for you. We talk about business each and every day here on the Business News Hour, and today is no different, but we're going to take a slightly different tact. This is going to be a conversation with our friend, the news director of News Talk 1540 KXEL, Jeff Stein from Waterloo. And he's going to be in town talking about his book. It's called The Floppy Show. Now, Jeff is a historian, a broadcaster, and now, of course, a writer. Jeff, welcome to the Business News Hour. So great to have you here with us.
Michael, it is always a pleasure to be with you. And we're also very pleased here at KXEL that we are the only broadcast home of Insight on Business, the News Hour Week in Review, Sunday afternoons at 2. And very pleased that you provide us with that great program.
And thank you for that, Jeff. It really does mean a lot to us to be able to serve all of the counties in eastern Iowa and multi-states with the signal that comes out of News Talk 1540 KXEL each Sunday at 2 o'clock. All right, we're going to talk about Dwayne Ellett and Floppy and Dwayne and his business acume. Tell us more about that, would you, Jeff?
For those who are of a certain age, you'll know this. But if you are, say, under the age of 35, or if you move to the area at any time after the 1980s, you have no idea what we're talking about. We're talking about a gentleman named Dwayne Ellett. He was a Des Moines native, went to Drake University, and he was going to go to law school. That was the plan, was to be a lawyer. And along the way, he took a broadcasting course from the legendary Jim Duncan. And Jim Duncan, in essence, had this tremendous spirit and got so many people hooked on the business of radio and then later television. Dwayne took a course from Jim Duncan, and that was it for law school. He was going to be a broadcaster, but he still had the mindset. And so he graduated from Drake, got a job at WHO Radio and television, as television was just beginning in the early 1950s. He was an on-air performer, including singing as part of the barn dance that people may remember. He then was assigned to do a television program with the folks from the Rescue League called Pet Patrol, and the idea was to help with finding homes for abandoned pets. They would give lost pet reports, and the folks at the Rescue League said it'd be really great if we could reach out to children, and so that led to Dwayne creating a puppet, a little beagle dog puppet out of balsa wood and felt. And ultimately, he not only stole the show, that character, but he got his own show. And this is where they would play cartoons, they'd interact with kids, and Dwayne and Floppy were on TV and at the State Fair for 30 years, starting in 1957.
You know, it's really a remarkable story about a man who was extremely talented and on the air for over 30 years. Talk to us a little bit about what he did to supplement his income. You and I both know that the world of broadcasting doesn't pay a whole bunch, so Dwayne must have had another plan.
I certainly will vouch for the fact that this is not a way that you make a big living, but what he did showed great foresight. When they said at the station, could you create this little puppet and design this character? He said, that's fine, but I will own the character. If I'm going to invest this time and effort, I'm going to own the character. And the station said, that's fine, we don't care. What value could there possibly be out of this from a business standpoint? And so he trademarked the puppet, and that included the likeness, it included the personality of it. Lock, Stock, and Barrel. He owned Floppy. And so he used to say in interviews, half jokingly, if I go, I'm taking the dog with me. So he looked at that as job security because the dog was the star. The dog puppet was the star. But what he was able to do by owning that, he could go out and do stage shows. He could go out, and this was one of the magical things about the program. Whether you lived in State Center or Nevada or Toledo, nice, good, small towns in central Iowa, Duane would do a couple of hundred personal appearances a year. He'd come to your community festival in the summer, or he'd go to a theater in a downtown business district during the Christmas shopping season, and all the kids would be there, and the community business folks would pay him his fee. Meanwhile, the parents would go off and shop. And so he was able to earn outside income by performing with the character of Floppy because he owned it. He could then market T-shirts. And this was the height of fashion in the 1970s. Here's a white T-shirt with a red band at the collar, red bands on the sleeves, and a cartoon character, cartoon drawing that Duane had made of this TV puppet, Floppy. And so he would do, and again, more business, right? Because this is untapped revenue. This is NTR, non-traditional revenue. That's what we call it now. He just called it trying to get three kids through college. So he'd go and do the stage show. He'd collect that fee. He'd then open the back of a VW microbus that he had traded out with a local dealer. So it had the dealer's logo on the side. It had Floppy's picture on the side. It was the Floppy Mobile. He just opened up the back doors of that and start selling T-shirts. And it was a wonderfully entrepreneurial way to take something, know that the audience liked it, and then do things that tied to what the audience wanted. Audience wants T-shirts? We'll do T-shirts. He had a deal with Home Federal Savings Bank. Folks may remember that name from the past, where it was a Floppy Savers Club. The bank wanted to encourage young people to save, and so they manufactured these banks with Floppy's image on it. So Duane licensed that. The station got revenue from airing the ads. Duane got revenue from being the pitch man for it. And it was, again, just a wonderfully entrepreneurial approach to one aspect of his job.
Radio broadcaster, historian, and author Jeff Stein is who we're talking with. Jeff is going to be, by the way, in Ankeny this coming Thursday. We'll talk more about that. But, Jeff, I want to go back to this whole Floppy Bank story. There's kind of an interesting correlation between Floppy and another famous dog who was resting on a doghouse. Can you kind of go into that?
Well, that sure looked a lot like Snoopy, which was the character created by Charles Schulz, Charlie Brown and Snoopy, and it was right about the same time. So was it an accident that Floppy was a beagle and just happened to be brown in color? Now, normally there was no doghouse on the TV show or anything, but obviously the bank figured we've got a couple of subtleties working here, and that's a very important subtle point from a marketing standpoint. You didn't consciously think Snoopy, but the positive feelings you had for that obviously transcended and moved on over to your feelings about Floppy.
Once again, we're visiting with Jeff Stein, the news director for News Talk 1540 KXEL in Waterloo. And he's also an author. As a matter of fact, one of the other books that he did was The History of Broadcasting in Iowa. And Jeff will be in Ankeny later on this week. Jeff, tell us a little bit about that appearance.
I will be at the Kirkendall Public Library, that is the city public library in Ankeny, this coming Thursday, January 24th. We start at 6:30. The folks at the Ankeny Library and Humanities Iowa, good enough to support the presentation. And this is not going to be like one of these that you see on C-SPAN where somebody stands at a podium and just talks. I'm going to have plenty of video clips. And the audience, if history is any guide, Michael, the audience will share their memories of either when they were on the show or they'll remember some of the favorite riddles. So we'll talk for a good hour, usually takes a little longer than that. And we go through clips that date back over the 30-year history of this television program, The Floppy Show. So that's Thursday, starting at 6:30. at the public library in Ankeny, and I'll have copies of the Floppy Show book. I'll have copies of the broadcasting book you mentioned, Making Waves. There are also four DVDs that I've had the pleasure of producing with segments of Floppy Shows. All of that will be available Thursday night at the Ankeny Public Library. And because I took a few lessons from Dwayne Ellett here, I have the website is thefloppyshow.com. Thefloppyshow.com tells you about the Thursday appearance, and it's also where you can get the floppy merchandise we just mentioned.
And, of course, we'll have links to all of that up on our radio blog so that folks can go ahead and click through. Final question for you, Jeff. How did you get involved in making this all happen? The Floppy Show, all of the DVDs, all of the merchandise, how did that come about?
As with most successful things, it started as a happy accident. I had been doing work at a college in Northeast Iowa with another legendary broadcaster by the name of Grant Price, collecting the history of Iowa broadcasting. And the folks at the State Historical Society thought that Floppy might be, they knew that Floppy was very important because he was the most popular exhibit at the museum. After Dwayne Ellett passed away, his family loaned the puppet to the historical museum, and literally it was the most asked about exhibit. And so they thought, well, maybe we should do some kind of a film festival. And at the same time, I had been working with the folks at TV 13 about preserving all manner of film and video, from news to the entertainment shows. And so it wound up being my job, if you will, to transfer these wonderfully entertaining shows from my childhood into a digital form. That's rough duty, I have to tell you.
So it is.
I wound up being the guy who had all of the Floppy Show video and film, and then that led to doing some public presentations about it, and then that now has led to the book. And it's again one of these things that's a bit of a happy accident, but one of the great pleasures is not only keeping the story alive for people of my age and a little older, but also being able to connect with Dwayne's children, because, again, to them, this was just Dad's job. I'm not sure they can yet figure out why the rest of us care, because this is just what Dad did. Dad went to work, and he took a box with him. And for the rest of us, it was such a wonderful childhood memory. And so connecting on all fronts is very rewarding.
Once again, that's Jeff Stein, who will be in Ankeny at the Public Library on Thursday, the 24th, to talk about Floppy, the Floppy Show, and share some memorabilia with those of you who are interested. Jeff, thanks so very much for spending time with us here on the Business News Hour.
Michael, it's always a pleasure, and thanks again for providing this program on a weekend basis for KXEL. We really get a great response and appreciate your efforts.
So I think we're going to have Floppy say so long to you all. Say goodbye, Floppy. And that includes the mothers, too. Here we go now. So long!